24 minutes away from 9 at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Hard to believe that the Copper Dog 150 is now less than a month away, and we're in the final push to get our volunteers in place to help make the race work. And Brian Donnelly from the bank is here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the volunteer situation. You have a big event coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, we've got our in-person volunteer registration this Saturday. It's from 10 until 2 at the River Valley Bank in Calumet. We're going to have hot dogs and refreshments, and it's a chance to sit down and talk to somebody about all the various jobs that you can sign up for to volunteer race weekend. And also, it's a chance for anybody that doesn't regularly use a computer to have somebody set that up for them on the website and get them all logged in and registered and set up to volunteer race weekend.
Now, we've talked a lot about some of the jobs that are available. We usually need people at the crossings to make sure that traffic is appropriately stopped and that those stay safe. What kind of other jobs are available yet for the race weekend?
Sure. You know, the bulk of the jobs throughout race weekend are those crossing jobs. But some other jobs that are really important are we're looking for people to be bag checkers, which bag checkers are going to check the survival bag, basically, that the mushers take out into the trail and make sure that they're carrying all the gear that they should be. We also need dog handlers, which is a very, very fun job. It's very exciting. We're going to need dog handlers on Friday evening in Calumet, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings in Eagle Harbor and Copper Harbor. But I warn people that is a very physical job. So if you have any back problems or if you're a very small person, it might not be the right job for you, because I'm 230 pounds and I can only slow those dogs down.
Yeah, those dogs, they look so small and wiry, and you think, hey, it doesn't take much to hold them back. They, when they get motivated, they pull a load.
Yeah, they're trained athletes, just like what we saw during the Super Bowl last weekend. They're built to pull, and they make you into a toboggan yourself.
Yeah, they do. So we've got lots of opportunities to work, and particularly involving those crossing points. It's a great opportunity to sign up as a family, because we need to have several people at those. So if your family wants to sign up, if you want to get the kids involved in the race, or if you're involved in a church group or some kind of other community group, you can sign up and all work together.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of there's a lot of companies out there, organizations, service groups that have taken ownership of a crossing, and they show up year after year. So whether it's your church, your family, your coworkers, if you want to put a group together and put your stamp on a crossing, it's a fun thing to come back to every year.
How many volunteer positions are associated with the race?
We estimate that there's somewhere around 400 volunteers, and I think that it takes roughly 1,200 volunteer hours to put on the race, bearing in mind that most of those crossing positions are roughly 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a huge commitment. When you think about the race, you think about all weekend and a lot of mileage being put in. But for individual volunteers, you don't have to give a lot of time.
Absolutely not. You know, we designed the race for the race to be a fun experience for volunteers. We schedule the race so that it's those times in the field where people are at crossings are as short as they possibly could be. And we also make sure that people are well informed really about the exact time that the dogs are going to be coming through. So you're not standing there waiting for the teams, and you're not there waiting after they're gone.
And I've heard such positive reports from people who've worked those crossings about the interaction they have with the mushers and the dogs as they come through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't heard anything bad from out on the trail. People have a great time. People have fun with this. They have a little bonfire, cook some hot dogs, and really celebrate life in the Copper Country during the winter.
Now, there are a couple of training opportunities coming up. A week from Saturday, there's going to be the second one of the lead volunteer training sessions. What is a lead volunteer?
Essentially, lead volunteers are my lieutenants in the field during race weekend. And what they're really going to do is they're going to sweep through a small section of trail Stop in at maybe between 4 and 6 crossings. Make sure that the volunteers are there ahead of the dogs and set up, and they know what to do. Because the last thing that we ever want to have happen is have dogs come through on the trail and get to a crossing, and there's no volunteers there. And there's going to be the second lead volunteer training is Valentine's Day on February 14th. From 10 until noon at the Judula Center.
So take your sweetie.
Yes, take your sweetie.
And go along, and you can both be lead volunteers.
Absolutely.
Or you can lead volunteer together. And then there's a general volunteer training session coming up on the 21st.
On the 21st at CLK High School from 11 until 1. This is going to cover anything that you need to know to be a volunteer. We're going to cover what you need to know to be at a crossing. We're going to cover what you need to know to handle dogs, and it's a fun thing. So if you've never volunteered before, or even if you've been to the training, we get a lot of compliments because we're one of the only races that do train our volunteers so well. And we'd love to see everybody there on the 21st as well.
And you can sign up for a position at that point as well.
Absolutely.
Now, suppose I can't make it on the 21st. Does that rule me out?
No. You know, I can do some one-on-one training with somebody. And we've got some documents that would kind of walk somebody through. I can send out an email. And you can always learn about most of the jobs at copperdog150.com.
Yep, and you can go to the website. You can sign up there. There's a wonderful volunteer section. You just sign into that, and you can sign up for whatever job you'd like to fill. You can see what jobs are still available. Or if you're not an internet person, or if you'd like to talk to somebody in person, again, this Saturday. What are the times again?
It's from 10 until 2 at River Valley Bank in Calumet.
You can stop by. You can get some refreshments. You can talk with people who work at the race. You'll like them. It's a great bunch of people. You will have a good time, and you'll contribute to one of the biggest events we have this winter here in the Copper Country. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you so much, Todd.
And looking forward to working with you more closely as the race date approaches. Our look at what's going on with the Copper Dog 150, brought to you by Copper Range Abstract and Title in Houghton, the Bluffs Senior Community, Abe Supply, the Levesque Agency. We've got lots of folks who have signed up for this. Pepsi of Houghton, Chop Calio Insurance Agency, Guinness and McCabe Distributing, and Harder's Party Store and Outdoor Sports Center in Calumet, some of the sponsors behind our coverage of the Copper Dog 150, and I will be reporting from the trail all that weekend and looking forward to it.
Thank you for all you do, Todd.
Well, thank you for coming in, Brian Donnelly from River Valley Bank, here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.